AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A federal judge has declined to immediately block Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing government data systems or participating in worker layoffs. Hi Panjwani reports the judge found
there are legitimate questions about Musk's authority, but said there isn't evidence of the kind of grave legal harm that would justify a temporary restraining order. The decision came in a lawsuit filed by 14 states challenging DOGE's authority to access sensitive government data. States argue that the actions taken by Musk can only be taken by a nominated and Senate-confirmed official under the Constitution. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt has maintained that Musk doesn't have authority of his own, and layoffs are coming from agency heads.
DOGE is advising these agencies. It's ultimately up to the discretion of these secretaries to make these hirings and these firings.
Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
Another federal judge questioning President Trump's motives for issuing an executive order that calls for banning transgender troops from serving in the U.S. military. While describing a portion of it as frankly ridiculous, the judge indicated she won't rule before early March on whether to temporarily block it. U.S. Catholic bishops are suing the Trump administration over its abrupt halt to funding of refugee resettlement. Meantime, Democrats on Capitol Hill say the Trump administration has fired about 1,000 newly hired National Park Service employees. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and two other top administration officials met with Russia's foreign minister today. President Trump says the Ukraine war needs to end now.
People being killed at levels that you've rarely seen, not even close, since the Second World War. And I'm very disappointed. I hear that, you know, they're upset about not having a seat. Well, they've had a seat for 3 years and a long time before that. This could have been settled very easily. Just a half-baked negotiator could have settled this years ago.
This is AP News. The NHL is on a break for the Four Nations face-off, matching the best from the U.S., Canada, Sweden, and Finland. The hockey's been great, and Gethin Kulbaugh reports it's down to the final.
Despite a 2-1 loss for the United States against Sweden on Monday night in the Four Nations face-off, the Americans are getting exactly what they wanted, a rematch with Canada. A 5-3 win for Canada over Finland set up another clash between the two rivals in Thursday's championship game in Boston. U.S. coach Mike Sullivan.
I think it's great for hockey that there's an opportunity for these two teams to meet again.
The United States defeated Canada 3-1 on Saturday in Montreal in a chippy round-robin game that featured three fights in the game's first 9 seconds. Canadian forward Brad Marchand says his team will be ready for the rematch in his NHL team's own building.
We're obviously really excited about it, have another crack at these guys. And it's going to be an intense game for sure.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.